May 31st, 2018. Once again, I, Maureen, see the great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I am the eternal now, the Father of all ages. Do not hesitate to call upon me. I am He who created you and nurtured you. Accept my will for you by accepting all that comes into your life in every present moment. On the human level, you may not see the reason for many things. However, the cross is my strength in you when you accept it. These days, I come to strengthen all mankind against the insidious attacks of Satan on all levels. He is in seemingly good as well as obvious evil. Each decision must be discerned according to the ultimate outcome. What may look good at the outset may result in disunity, war, or the demoralization of human values. Everything I give you, such as modern technology, must be put to use to bring unity, not disunity. Always stand for the truth of the gospel message. Any untruth is not of me. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 4 through 7, and 14 through 16. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift, so that we may no longer be children tossed back and forth and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the cunning of men, by their craftiness in deceitful wiles. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint with which it is supplied, when each part is working properly, makes bodily growth and upbuilds itself in love. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.